ready for an unforgettable experience.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For the Lord have already done a thing for you.
Join God and the Raw Ministries Incorporated for The Seller of Purple, The Bride of the Lamb 3.
I believe before the conference is over, somebody's going to have a brand new testimony of 2023.
It's happening June 15th through the 17th at the Palm Beach Convention Center in West Palm Beach, Florida.
For out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Don't miss out on this outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Register now at www.godintheraw.org or call 1-888-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be a part of something extraordinary.
Somebody shout worship!
You are good, you are kind, you are more than these. Lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim.
Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpert. Be blessed.
Remove the foreskin. We can always pick up where we left off, right? All right. Remove the foreskin. God is such a unique God, and sometimes I can't fathom God. You see, God had intended for a special foreskin to be removed from humanity. But before it gets, you know, God have a way of using natural things to bring about spiritual things. How many of you know that? And so sometimes you can't understand where God is going and how a thing is going to come to an end, or what sense is going to come out of a situation, because God will do some things that make you go, this can't be God. The math is not adding up. So just imagine that God called a grown man. He called Abraham and he said to Abraham, after a while, that I want you to be circumcised, and I want all the male in your family to be what? Circumcised. Grown men. And in all of that, God's plan was not about removing the foreskin from a man, special part. God had an intention to remove the foreskin of our hearts. A heart that you cannot touch. A heart that you cannot see. He used a natural thing to bring about a spiritual thing. Are you with me in the house? Deuteronomy 30, I'm reading the verse 6. And it says, and the Lord thy God will circumcise thine heart and the heart of thy seed to love the Lord thy God with all thine heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Now. God was giving them the spiritual plan, but they never got it. What they saw was, you need to be circumcised. And if you're not, if you're a male and you're not circumcised, you're unclean. Remember, I didn't read this from the New Testament. I read this from the book of Deuteronomy, from the Torah. So all along, God intended that circumcision of the heart would be a thing. Not your natural heart, but your spiritual heart. Why is it necessary or good for a boy to be circumcised? Because when you are circumcised, there is no skin for the germ to abide. When you are circumcised, you are considered clean. All you got to do is bathe yourself. Come on now. And be careful of your sexual partners, so you don't contract any sexual disease. Lord, somebody say, help me, Lord. Removing the foreskin of the heart. I talked about how God is so intentional in his plan for humanity. And sometimes we cannot understand the ways of God. God knew that his intention was to circumcise our heart. But he put a temporary method in place. Come on now. And he said that you must be circumcised. And so much to the point where a lot of theologians believe that that was the Apostle Paul's hindrance. Because every time that he set a church in order, there come some Jews as he move on. They come in to let the people know that you need to be circumcised. All the male need to be what? Circumcised. And so Paul had to go back and remedy the obstruction or the infraction that they have caused on the ministry. Because Paul understood that Christ is now in our heart, and if he is in our heart, that extra skin that harbors germs and create disease has got to go. And if Christ comes in your heart, he circumcises our heart. Come on and say amen. And so the question is, how will I know if my heart is truly circumcised? How will I know, preacher? Help me to examine myself if my heart is truly circumcised. When our hearts are circumcised, you will realize that there are certain things you can't do. Even when you are tempted, you will get to the place to lay down in that mess. But if your heart is circumcised, you are going to rise up and say, how? How can I sin against my God? Are you with me in the house? To know that your heart is circumcised is when you are tested. When your back is against the wall. And you feel like telling somebody a piece of your mind. But you hold your peace. And your mules the fire burning. And you said, vengeance is the Lord's, and he will repay. Come on now, come on now. When your heart is circumcised is when you choose to do your own thing. But you ask yourself the question, Lord, what will you have me to do? Come on now. So something I love about the olden days is that even when they know that the battle has got to be fought, they come to the Lord and they said, should we go up? Come on now, come on. Sometimes a thing can be right, but the timing is off. And if you go to battle, and God did not assign the battle for that specific time, let me tell you, men are going to die. I want you to hear me today. If you set a thing in motion before the time appointed, you are going to see bloodshed. Come on now, come on now. A thing can be also set in motion by God, but if a heart is not circumcised and that heart come to attach itself to that which God has set in motion, somebody shout bloodshed. So you see, the man of God could not understand why did God say it's okay to go up and fight, but we're losing men. Because somebody's heart was not circumcised. Let me tell you something. Because you go to church and because you are baptized and because you speak in tongues sometimes, it doesn't mean that your heart is circumcised. Because you see, when Philip, the great evangelist, evangelized Samaria, he baptized so many people, and he said, I need the apostles. Come and lay hand. It's time for the people to receive the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. I've done my part. But when they show up, they realize that there was a man who was there. His heart was not circumcised. He was baptized, though. He was baptized and he was in line to receive the right hand of fellowship to become a member of the church. But when the men of God got there, the Lord would reveal it to the apostle that heart is still in the gall of bitterness. So at the end of the day, only God knows the heart. How will I know that my heart is circumcised? You will know that your heart is circumcised when you genuinely want to keep malice with somebody. But listen. Let me ask you. Have you ever in your lifetime planned to malice somebody? And then you happen to see the person. And when you see the person, you go, hi, how are you? And then your flesh said, you forget, you're not talking to the person. And then you want to make up your face, but it's too late because a smile had already taken its place. That has happened to me. It has never happened to you. I remember a time in the early years of my marriage, my husband and I, We never had a blow up. We've had disagreements. Mm-hmm. But we've never had a blow up. We never cuss out each other and blow off roof and call each other out of their names. But I don't remember what he did, but I planned that this evening when he comes home from work that I was just going to war him, and I dress for it too. Don't be foolish. If some of you want to war with your husband and you don't look like you work the time of day, you got to dress for the battle. Come on now. So I was really cute. I was so cute for the battle because now, you know, when you're fussing with a man, you need to look so cute. You're fussing with him and he's looking at you like, dang. So I really dress for the battle. But then when my husband came through the door, I just find myself bust out laughing. I couldn't. And he's looking at me, he's saying, what's wrong with you? And I couldn't even say what was wrong with me. He didn't even realize that I was mad with him. Why? Because when your heart is circumcised, there are just some things you cannot do. Come on now. When your heart is circumcised, it's hard to sit there with the gossip. Something inside of you want to puke. Come on now. My dad told me a story when he was alive. He said, prior to getting saved, he was a smoker. And he said he got saved and he quit smoking. But he said one day he was coming home and this crave came over him. So overpowering, he could not resist. So he walked into the shop and he purchased a whole pack of cigarettes. He pulled out one. He said, when he lit it up, take the first puff or drag. He took the first drag and he said he felt like he was doing something so abominable, individual that lives within his heart. He said that's how he knew that he was truly saved. He said he could not put that smoke in the temple of the Lord. Oh Lord, are you listening to what I'm trying to say to you? How do I know that my heart is circumcised? When your heart is circumcised, you will love Zion. When your heart is circumcised, nothing will stop you from pushing through the doors of the house of the Lord.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For the Lord have already done a thing for you.
Join God in the Raw Ministries Incorporated for the Seller of Purple, the Bride of the Lamb 3.
I believe before the conference is over, somebody's going to have a brand new testimony of 2023.
It's happening June 15th through the 17th at the Palm Beach Convention Center in West Palm Beach, Florida.
For out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Don't miss out on this outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Register now at www.godintheraw.org or call 1-888-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be a part of something extraordinary.
Somebody shout worship!
You are good, you are kind, you are more than these. Lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim.
I'm going to love you and leave you. But in this, in my prayer service on last night in our home, I was talking about parents who truly say that they love their children. You love your children. And you're coming to church so that you can be a better person. You know, this is why we church, you know. We church for two things. We church to give God glory. We church to pray. Come on now. And there's more. And we church for the unity of the saints. Come on now. To build camaraderie with the body of Christ. Come on. How can you say that you love your child or your children, but then you come out and you leave them behind? I'm talking about children. I'm not talking about adults, because adults are going to do what they want to do or choose to do. But hear what I'm trying to say to you. You have to give your children even a little bit of what you got. You have to develop something in them called a childlike faith. Come on now. They must have something to fall back on. Because I'm telling you, when they grow up and they begin to rebel, the time will come when something will drive them back to prayer. The time will come when something will drive them back to God. But if you never gave them God, if you never gave them an opportunity to know what it feels like to have your heart being circumcised, then you left them to the will and the storm of the enemy. Come on now. I want to let this word rest in your heart today. I want for you to examine yourself. Ask yourself the question, is my heart circumcised? Is my heart circumcised? For you see, Yeshua died. And when he died so that his blood can circumcise our heart, our mind, to love God. Repeat after me, for thou shalt love the Lord thy God. Say it loud and proud, man. For thou shalt love the Lord thy God. With all of thine heart,
with all of thy soul, with all of thy strength, and with all of thy might. Now thrust your hand up in the house of the Lord. All of us know somebody, have somebody that we want for God to circumcise their heart. Close your eyes and say, Lord, find that family member. Come on, say, God, find my son. It might be sons. Find my sons, Lord. Come on. Talk to him. My house shall be called house of prayer. Find my daughters, God. Find my brothers. Find my sisters. Lord, find my auntie. Find my mother. Find
whether it's
my
just
uncle.
A washer for the faucet, God. The pipe, or even the water heater,
Lord,
the plumbery
Lord,
is
Lord.
The place.
Create a clean heart. Create a new heart. Do a new thing, Lord. Lord, come on, talk to him for yourself now. Said, Lord, help me to acknowledge my ways. See if there be any wicked ways in me. See if there be any wicked ways in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. Continue to talk to him. The book of Deuteronomy 30 and the verse 20 says that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life. The Lord is our life, and the length of our days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. He is my life. Lift those hands and repeat after me, Lord. Remember, I cannot love you except you circumcise my heart. This day, I lift my hands in your sanctuary. I lift my hands in your presence, and I ask you to do me this. Circumcise my heart, Lord. Circumcise my heart, Lord. In Yeshua's name. Now I want for you to pay attention, that your attitude will begin to change. If your heart is circumcised, your attitude will begin to change. Come on, look at somebody and not somebody and say to them, I can no longer do what I used to do. Come on, talk to somebody. Say, tomorrow, I won't do the things I did today. I will change my ways. Okay, talk to somebody else and said, I'm going to take pattern. I'm going to make a pattern of my attitude. Lord God, help
God
me.
Can circumcise the heart of your children. But I ask you, how will they return if you never introduce the Lord to them?
Now nudge your neighbor and say, don't give up on me. Because God is not through with me yet. Come on. Said he's still working on my heart. Come on now. Said, I know you think it's over for me, but can I tell you? It's not over. Come on, look at your children. They may look like a lost cause, but lift your hand in the presence of the Lord and said, it's not over for my children. Say it with some confidence, and God is going to save them. It is not over for my children. Remove the foreskin.
where malice and strife and envy won't be able to survive. Now tell me, if you sit in your seat and you feel insecure in the circumcision of your heart, everybody close your eyes. Would you just lift your hand so I can see you and just pray for you? You feel insecure. Listen to what I'm saying. You're feeling insecure of the circumcision of your heart. You feel as though the work is not completed. Lift your hand so we can pray with you. Lift them tall. I see that. Yes, Lord. Lord, you see the hands that are lifted in your presence right now. Lord, 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 Lord. Do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, God. Do it, do it. A change heart, a change heart, a change heart. Do it for your people today, Lord. A different attitude, a different lifestyle. Do it for the people on this side too, Lord, that have their hand lifted. Come on, keep them up. Change the heart, God. Circumcise the heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God. Come on, open your mouth and decree it and declare it. Said, Lord, I believe you've done it for me today. Come on, tell him, I believe you've done it for me today.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.
Get ready for an unforgettable experience.
Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. For the Lord have already done a thing for you.
Join God in the Raw Ministries Incorporated for The Seller of Purple, The Bride of the Lamb 3.
I believe before the conference is over, somebody's going to have a brand new testimony of 2023.
It's happening June 15th through the 17th at the Palm Beach Convention Center in West Palm Beach, Florida.
For out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Don't miss out on this outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Register now at www.godintheraw.org or call 1-888-GOD-IN-THE-RAW. Be a part of something extraordinary.
Somebody shout worship!
You are good, you are kind, you are more than these. Lost for words, trying to describe you. Elohim.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Hey! Luann! Revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne. The kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air.
He's better than you dream.